Chapter 101. I looked at Janny in the rearview mirror. "The spy museum, huh?" I asked. She nodded.
"Absolutely."
Janny had drawn Saturday afternoon in our little lottery. Tonight was mine, Sunday day was Nana's, and Sunday night was Damon's time to howl. The Cross family weekend was all mapped out, and it was already underway. We spent the afternoon learning about ninja, cloak and dagger, and shadow spies, a construct I must have missed in my classes at Quantico. The kids tested their powers of observation in the school for spies, and even I was impressed with some of the future world props and models they had in the 21st century section. Since dinner was my choice, I decided to introduce everyone to Ethiopian food. Janny and Damon did fairly well with some of the more exotic tastes, except for the kitfo, essentially steak tartare. Still, they liked eating with their fingers, which Nana called real down-home cooking. When Janny and Nana went off to the ladies' room, Damon turned to me.
"You know, you could have invited Dr. Coles,
if you wanted," he said, then shrugged. I was touched by the man-to-manness of Damon's remark. I'd even say it was adorable, except that he'd hate if I saw it that way. "Thanks, Day," I said, playing it straight. "Kayla and I are having dinner on Tuesday. I appreciate the thought."
"She's a good lady. Everybody thinks so. You need somebody, you know."
"Yeah, I know.
And she's the only person I've ever seen who can make Nana do stuff she doesn't want to."
I laughed, liking that he had noticed so much about Kayla, and his observations were mostly sharp and true.